Hello, everybody. My name is Raul Da Garcia. I'm part of the International High School student, and I would like to welcome Dr. Messina, who's gonna be here to ask her a question about drum competition that's gonna come up this week. And hello, Dr. Messina.
Hi. Good morning.
I was wondering, what is all this about, the drones competition?
All right. So this program is actually connected with my being an ambassador for the DOD STEM for this school year. So I was able to secure a grant amounting to almost $4,000 from REC Foundation. So REC Foundation stands for Robotics Education and Competition Foundation. So they provided us, our school, 6 co-drone EDUs and the field elements that the students will be using. So the competition will be tomorrow, actually, April the 6th in Baltimore.
About the how's it gonna be like there's a like a certain amount of teams or groups or something.
Yeah, so early part of February this year, when the grant was finally approved, so I was able to recruit about 15 students at first, and then it went down to 12. And these students have different roles, so either they could be the pilot, co-pilot, or watchers. So the students are expected to complete 4 missions. So from that day, we mostly like meet in class because there's no time for after school meeting. And the students pretty much practice how to fly the drones and how to program the drones. And it's really encouraging because some of our students are really very good in having background with Blacklist programming and also Python programming, so that helps. So for the competition tomorrow, it is called Aerial Drone Competition. And the students are expected to complete 4 missions, and if I may say, the 4 missions. So the first one will be teamwork mission. Piloting skills is the second one. The third is autonomous flight skills mission, and the fourth one is communication mission. So Mr. Baez, so he's also another coach that work with our students. We hope that our students will learn more about the competition tomorrow. It is a regional competition, and most of the participants are rookies, so which means it's their first time competing. So hopefully we will have more chances to practice, and for next year we will do better if in case we will not be able to complete all the missions tomorrow.
Dr. Messina, welcome to our podcast. I'm Mr. Baez. What is the main goal with this thing about, you know, drones? How important is that today in 2024, for example?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you must have heard, for example, the applications of drone technology. You think about war, for example, in Ukraine and in Russia. So these programmable drones play an important role for the success of the battlefield. So I think that's one. And other application of drones can be found in surveillance activities, also in the practice of agriculture, other parts and other roles of drones. Help me out here.
Watching the other day a concert, and I remember seeing drones flying on the concert. Okay, just recording what's happening on the main event. And for me, it was super interesting because it's not just for very important missions like you mentioned before, like war or surveillance or agriculture.
Yeah.
But entertainment is taking place on a big league right now because they are using that to record places.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you think about drones also capturing panoramic views for people who have this interest in taking pictures up in the sky, right, or videos, that's really one of the applications too.
Well, Raudel, you have any other question?
So go for to the last question so we can wrap this up. Are the teammates, they're gonna supposed to be like going each other, or there's gonna be other schools?
Yeah, well, I do not know yet the complete list of different teams competing by tomorrow, but that's something that we are going to see, because our school, we actually have four teams. So it may be possible that two of you will be competing with each other, or you will be paired with another teams from other schools. And I don't know yet how many schools will be represented tomorrow. But that's pretty much including DC, Virginia, and Maryland. So yeah, we will see tomorrow how many teams are actually present for the competition.
Okay, Dr. Messina, thank you very much. This is Wada Garcia, and we'll be back shortly with more SEO podcast.
Yeah, okay, thank you so much. I advise we will read more about drone applications. You caught me right.